This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Trump, I gotta tell you, he has some cojones. Apparently, the Trump administration says states may impose work requirements for Medicaid. Allowing states to impose work requirements for Medicaid could be a huge shift in people using the government-funded healthcare system. We're going to talk about that and why that could be a good idea or a bad idea. Walmart is boosting their minimum wage to $11 an hour, apparently handed out bonuses for up to $1,000 to many, many of their workers. We're going to talk about that and how cool that is. Switzerland does not like the way chefs kill lobsters. And so the government wants to ban the practice of plunging a live lobster into boiling water because they think that the animal can't feel it. Everybody says these lobsters can't feel it. And you hear this screech, which technically isn't the lobster screaming. I think it's supposed to be the air escaping from under the shell. I don't know, scary stuff. But Switzerland, who usually really likes to stay neutral on a lot of things, is taking a firm stand on lobster killing. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how alcohol-related ER visits are soaring among women. You know, being, you know, alcoholic or drinking a lot of alcohol is not just a male thing. And we have a lot of females who are getting drunk and too much. And we, I think, are really underestimating a lot of things, especially when it comes to women. Florida vows to remove monkeys from their state park. Why? Because monkeys can carry deadly herpes. Not supposed to be kissing a monkey, but some of you probably have thought about it. And then Oprah running for president may not be as smooth a ride as we think. Apparently, Seal, right? Kiss from a rose on the grave. What's that? I don't know. By the way, that Seal song was our wedding song when I got married. You know, that kiss from a rose on, apparently that was my husband's and my song because we're like, we need a song. And what song is around in the 90s when we were kind of dating and, you know, trying to get it on. So we did that song. My husband really wanted Baby Got Back. Or I like big butts, but we weren't allowed to do that. Or smack my up. Anyway. All right. So anyway, but Seal is slamming Oprah, saying she ignored rumors against Harvey Weinstein, and says she's an example of sanctimonious Hollywood after her Golden Globe speech. And James Franco, one of my favorite actors, is accused of sexual harassment. Now we're getting a little bit more detail of what he's being accused of. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm getting a lot of flack for a Facebook post, and honestly, people, cut me some slack. I had written on Facebook warning everybody to not drink from the faucet last night because I had peed in the shower. And I just thought that was a nice thing to do. Well, apparently, people are mad, you know, that I peed in the shower. How could you? We don't want to drink your hormones. Okay, first of all, I don't take hormones. You guys all know I have an IUD, so I don't take hormones. So if I pee in the shower, you're not getting any hormones or SSRIs or any narcotics. Okay, number two is if I'm taking a shower, stuff is getting washed off me. So, I think the urine would probably be the cleanest thing entering the drain between my makeup and, I don't know, sediment under my nails. And if I pottied that day, I don't know why everybody's all freaking out about peeing in the shower. And everyone's, is all kind of sanctimonious and holy and all elitist going, oh my gosh, how could you pee in the shower? Everybody pees in the shower. If you never peed in the shower, you're a liar. You pee in the shower. And I think it's totally fine. As a female, it's not as enjoyable as I think it would be as a male. Because with men, you get to aim. I've always wondered about that. You know, they say, gosh, women have penis envy. If they do, it's primarily because we are fascinated with the way how you guys could stand to pee. You guys saw Jumanji, they actually illustrated that very well. By, wow, it's pretty cool. You get to aim. It's easier to clean off. You can make a mess, but I really think for a male, it's a heck of a lot easier, and I think we all agree with that. So a lot of us females secretly wonder what it would be like to pee standing up. And how we get to enjoy that is peeing in the shower. So peeing in the shower allows us to do what men do, and we get to feel we're on equal footing as a man. Here's a problem. The dog, and sometimes one of my cats, likes to come to the shower with me, and they like to drink the water at the bottom. And I have to tell them, no, I pee, don't. Okay? Do not drink, shower water. I don't understand it. They got fresh sparklets water or filtered Brita water that's just sitting there for them. You would think they would enjoy that, but they don't. So anyway, it's okay, people. Peeing in the pool, not okay. Okay? Peeing in your bed, not okay. Peeing in your pants, it's inevitable, but something we like to avoid. So come be some slack, Jack. It's not really a big deal. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of the rhesus macaque monkeys at a Florida State park carry a dangerous herpes virus that could potentially spread to humans through their excrement. According to a new study, as a result, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission has said it plans to remove the monkeys, which are native to South and Central Asia, from the park. They were introduced to Florida's Silver Spring State Park as a tourist attraction about 100 years ago. But today, according to research, they say 30% of them roaming the park shed the herpes B virus through saliva and other bodily fluids, making it a public health threat. Herpes B is common. It's usually asymptomatic, but it could be rare and severe in humans. Apparently, only 50 people have contracted it since 1932. All right, so monkeys and herpes. Don't sleep with them or eat their excrement. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Oh, Sorry, I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Trump administration said yesterday that it would allow states to impose work requirements in Medicaid. Federal officials said they would support state efforts to require able-bodied adults to engage in work or other community engagement activities as a condition of eligibility for Medicaid. So the key to this is able-bodied adults. Okay, who defines that is another story. But I think a lot of us have been wondering, at what point do people start having skin in the game, especially if they are able-bodied? According to Seema Verma, administrator for the Federal Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, quote, our fundamental goal is to make a positive and lasting difference in the health and wellness of our beneficiaries, and today's announcement is a step in that direction. Ms. Verma said the Trump administration was responding to requests from Medicaid officials in 10 states that wanted to run demonstration projects, testing requirements for work, or other types of community engagement like training, education, job search, volunteer activities, and caregiving. Now, the states interested in doing this include Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Utah, and Wisconsin. So not all right-leaning states. You had New Hampshire in there, you had Maine, you know, so federal Medicaid officials said that the work requirements should be compared to work requirements in other programs like food stamps, known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, and welfare program, such as the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. So in a speech to state Medicaid officials in November, Ms. Verma indicated that the Trump administration would be receptive to work requirements and other conservative policy ideas to reshape Medicaid. She criticized the Obama administration, saying it had focused on increasing Medicaid enrollment rather than helping people move out of poverty and into jobs, something that has been a huge criticism of the Affordable Health Care Act, where Medicaid was expanded, and it had to be, and the dearth and the, you know, the abyss of the recession, but that's supposed to be something temporary. And so when are we helping people, you know, allowing them to advance and you know, helping them, you know, get out of the rut of needing government assistance? And we'll talk a little bit more about this. So according to Ms. Verma, she said, believing that community engagement requirements do not support or promote the objectives of Medicaid is a tragic example of the soft bigotry of low expectations consistently espoused by the prior administration. Those days are over. So advocates for Medicaid beneficiaries said the new policy is likely going to be challenged in court if people are denied coverage for failure to meet a state's work requirement. Federal law gives the Secretary of Health and Human Services, according to New York Times, broad authority to grant waivers for state demonstration projects that promote the goals of the Medicaid program. In the past, federal officials said that work was not one of the purposes of Medicaid. But Trump administration officials say that the work requirements are consistent with the goals, and community engagement activities could improve the health of Medicaid beneficiaries. So, they also found that strong evidence of unemployment is generally harmful to health, and employment tends to improve general mental health. In a 2013 Gallup poll found that unemployed Americans are more than twice as likely as those with full-time jobs to say they have or being treated for depression, which makes sense. You need a goal. You need a drive. You need, you know, to light a fire under your, you need that thing to get you out of bed in the morning. And if not, you can get depressed. Absolutely. So, Medicaid has a major role also in combating the opioid epidemic. They pay for a wide range of treatment, medications, etc. But people that are addicted to opioids are often unable to work or find jobs. And many employers are reluctant to hire somebody who's going to fail a drug test. So you see how this is a very, very complex problem. And so the Trump administration would require states to make reasonable modifications of the work requirements for people addicted to opioids or who have other substance use disorders. You know, it's crazy. I mean, in the olden days, you wanted to eat. And if you wanted to eat, all right, you were going to get your act together. Yes, we had a lot of homeless people. There was a lot of, you know, people who were ill that couldn't take care of themselves. And we did have to eventually, you know, come up with a way to help our homeless and those who, you know, had substance abuse issues, etc. But nowadays, we have more people than ever that are, quote, okay with being disabled, when it's not a disability that you would think would prevent them from work or something they could overcome. Somebody who has an amputated leg, all right, that's tough. That's really, really tough. I'm not expecting them to go back to work. I'm not, come on. But, you know, somebody who really likes alcohol or, you know, really likes marijuana or started to use pain medication, not because they had real pain and were a victim of pain or an accident or trauma or a, you know, tour of duty, but they started narcotics for funsies, got addicted to them, and now need the high. You know, where is the survival instinct? You know, we're animals. And we are complex individuals that have evolved to be one of the most masterful animals on the planet. But instead, we don't use our skills. We don't hunt for food. We drive to a McDonald's. We don't strive to get our meals and work and hunt and gather anymore. We, you know, get a government handout. And you wonder what's going to happen to the human race if we're evolving into weenies. Now, again, let me be clear. I am for Medicaid. I am for there being government assistance programs for people who need them. But if you are able-bodied, if you are able to work, and you know, the example I have are the Tsarnaev brothers, where the older one who helped choreograph the Boston Marathon bombing was on government assistance. I'm not sure if he was also on Medicaid, but we're told he was on government assistance, and we see pictures of him in a fighting ring and at the gym, very able-bodied. All right, why were we giving him government assistance so he could just sit home and plan killing Americans? Okay, you know, why does everything have to be for free? Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a ability to do something, even if, and not that I would recommend this population, but I have seen amputees have no qualms about going back to work, doing a sit-down job, and I mean, you know, the drive to participate and be a part of society and you know, help, you know, the functional entity of our employment, you know, machinery, and I apologize for putting too many words together that probably don't make a lot of sense, is, you know, this should be cornerstone to any program we have that allows people to want to still be a part of society and be contributing. But in everybody's defense, okay, if you do work and start making money, you lose your benefits. People lose Social Security benefits. People will lose their Medicare benefit, or I don't know, Medicare benefits, but welfare benefits. So a lot of people are fearful of working because if they make too much money, then they can't get government assistance. So it's almost an incentive to make no money so you get the government assistance, or if you do make money, don't report it. That's not the way the system should be. All right, what I think the system should be is if you do work, there's government assistance for you having retirement savings. Maybe something like that. You know, or you get credits. You'll get credits the more you work towards, I don't know, food or I not really sure how this would be devised, and I don't know. But what I do know is we need to start getting out of that habit of, okay, you know what, it's free. You know, one of my producers years ago at KDWN had said with unemployment benefits during the recession, why not after 90 days they start having to be paid back? If after 3 months you're still unemployed and you're still taking unemployment insurance and there are jobs out there, what if for every unemployment check you get after 90 days, you have to start, you know, money will later be taken out of future paychecks. Now, some people say, well, then nobody's ever going to want to go back to work. No, there's got to be a time where if you are able-bodied, there is an incentive for you to go back to work. But it's more incentivizing for people to collect the government dime. So with Medicaid, absolutely. You could get government assistance for your health care, but that doesn't mean you have to sit at home planning the Boston Marathon bombing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm happy to say that after I shaved my legs today, all the bleeding has stopped. Boy, I nicked myself like 5-6 times. It's because I used my husband's razor. Big mistake. But good, bleeding stopped. Now I just have a bunch of dried, toilet paper and blood all over my legs. I gotta clean up, but I'll do that later. That's why, again, if it helps, if I have the Dr. Dolly Show news team around, but they still haven't come in yet today. They are such slackers. All right, so everybody has their panties all up in a bunch about Oprah running for president. She made a phenomenal speech. at the Golden Globes. I mean, was it a presidential speech? No, but, I mean, it was a good speech. And, you know, Oprah Winfrey is very, very likable. She's a very, very smart woman, very capable. You know, could she be a good president? Yeah, I think she could. I don't want her running for president until Donald Trump is able to, you know, continue doing what he's doing with the economy and, you know, and a lot of the things that, you know, he's doing seems to be on the right track, so I don't want anything disrupting that. But I think, you know, yeah, I could see Oprah be president one day. I could see it. Well, Seal, the singer, right, lashed out at her, accusing her of knowing the rumors against Harvey Weinstein and ignoring them. All right? He took to Instagram Wednesday, sharing a shot of Oprah with the disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein, who has been the focal point of the Me Too movement, where Hollywood is speaking out about producers or people in industry or any industry that puts you at risk, puts you in an uncomfortable, vulnerable position of you either having to do a sexual favor or being assaulted or, you know, raped or harassed what is wrong with your radios today? My sentences aren't coming out clear. They really aren't. It's your radios. So anyway, Harvey Weinstein has been the focal point of this movement to end sexual harassment in the workplace. And Seal took to Instagram Wednesday, sharing a shot of Oprah with the producer, kissing him on the cheek, with a meme that read, "When you have been part of the problem for decades, but suddenly they all think you are the solution." And you see her in some photos looking very friendly with Harvey Weinstein. Now, Seal also captioned the meme that Oprah knew about the various sexual misconduct allegations against Weinstein, writing, quote, "You heard the rumors, but you had no idea he was actually serially assaulting young starry-eyed actresses who in turn had no idea what they were getting into? My bad." And then he did a hashtag sanctimonious Hollywood. So now there's discussion of, you know, did Oprah know? Could Oprah have done something? You know, why didn't anybody speak out? So this is, again, it's entertainment news always makes headlines. So, you know, is this the story of the year? Absolutely not. But, all right, it does bring up a point where people in Hollywood are acting like they're big heroes right now. And mind you, it does take guts to come out and be open. And, I mean, I didn't have the guts. I can't talk about people not speaking out because with my issues, I never spoke out. I kept it quiet, and I just didn't want to feel the backlash of saying anything. So you just, you know, you just take it and you, you know, move on. And, you know, maybe if I did say something, then maybe a future predator wouldn't, you know, or a future predatory act wouldn't happen to somebody else. So I'm just as guilty for, quote, keeping my mouth shut, not with Harvey Weinstein. I don't know who the heck he is. But, you know, women, you know, the average woman, when something like this happens, doesn't really go and, you know, tell everybody. Okay, it's something that's embarrassing, it's humiliating, and so we keep it to ourselves. But Seal has a point. If you are now going to put yourself out there and look like you are a front runner or, let's say, a general of the army that's going to lead the brigade to stop this behavior, it's a little hypocritical when you could have done something in the past and you didn't, and now you're going to be getting all this credit and quant. He does make a point. And again, we have no idea how much Oprah knew, and I wouldn't blame her for not stepping up and saying anything, being in the position that you're in. I mean, if you don't have proof, you don't have, you know, hard proof, you can't, you know, we advocate, especially we women, that you don't accuse somebody. Like, you got proof, that's one thing. But if you don't, you need to be very, very careful accusing somebody of sexual harassment, sexual assault. Yes, we know there's a lot of creeps. There's a lot of creeps out there. That is a given. But that's not enough for you to, you know, make that accusation unless there's actual proof. Because, as you see, it destroys careers and destroys marriages, destroys homes, affects children, affects grandchildren. You know, you got proof, go, blast it out there if you can. But if she wants to look like that she is the general lead in the army, okay, against sexual harassment in Hollywood, she's probably not the right person to do that if she could have done something before. Okay? Now, I understand you have a lot of momentum right now. And so maybe, you know, she can, you know, do a lot and lead the pack. And, you know, maybe who cares? You know, who cares about the Kwan? Let her get the Kwan. Who cares? As long as things stop, you know, and things get fixed in Hollywood. But, yeah, it's I get that. So in terms of who else is being accused, James Franco, some disturbing allegations here. Hold on a second. Having some issues with my glasses. This is what happens when you are 26 years old and above. Being 26 and a half, as I claim I am, has required me to get some reading glasses. All right. So, James Franco accusers claim, we have five women accusing him of sexual misconduct. She claims a topless video of her was made for his class at Studio 4 and uploaded without her prior knowledge or consent. Sarah Tither Kaplan also claims that Franco removed the plastic genital guards that several actresses were wearing for a, quote, nude orgy scene in his film, The Long Haul. Victoria Paley, 23 years old, claims she had a romantic relationship with him in 2016, during which time the actor forced her to perform oral sex on him in his car. Now, nobody should be forced, even in a relationship. Even if they're in a romantic relationship, sex should still be consensual. But I'd like to know, did she still continue to be in a relationship after that? Or did, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more details. Maybe I don't want to know that. I don't think I want to know the details. But anyway, James Franco, for those of you who don't know, a very talented actor. He was in Pineapple Express. He was in Milk. He was in the original Superman, not Spider-Man movies. And so, you know, he has the appearance of being the type of guy that ladies like, and he probably likes the ladies. He just has that, you know, broody demeanor about him. What I've always wondered, and what I kind of find that's a little interesting, are these guards that you're supposed to wear when you act. You know, one thing I've always been concerned about is if I did ever get to be in a movie with Michael Fassbender, and I was doing a sex scene, you know, if I don't get to wear underwear, what do you do? So apparently there are guards. And so you wear these guards that my guess are probably see-through. And it's a barrier that's supposed to prevent any actual touching or any communicable diseases from being spread. And so I don't know what these guards look like. My guess is they're probably not Velcro. I think they're probably like a cellophane type of thing. Yeah. So anyway, if he removed them and continued to act out the scene, right, with no barrier, that's assault. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Walmart's back in the news. Remember when Walmart upped their minimum wage to $10 about a year before many states were going to be changing their minimum wage. And I thought that was a smart move, right, on Walmart, because if you're going to have to eventually up your minimum wage anyway, you might as well beat everybody to the punch and get some media attention. And so Walmart, luckily, it's an incentive, that media attention for them, to, you know, boost people's wages. And, you know, not that I'm accusing them of, you know, being media savvy. There's another word for it that I don't really want to use on air. But look, incentives, you know, make companies do things. And as long as employees benefit, fine. As long as employees benefit. So Walmart is now boosting their minimum wage to $11 an hour and is handing out bonuses for up to $1,000 for hourly workers. All right? And why are they doing this? Because of President Trump. They said his tax cut made this move possible. They say the increase for the nation's largest private employer also comes amid political pressure to bolster minimum wages and comes amid a hot streak for the retailer, according to USA Today. The big box store chain, which has more than 1 million U.S. hourly employees, will reap a windfall, they say, from the U.S. corporate tax rate cut from 35% to 21%. And this move also comes amid a 17-year low for the U.S. unemployment rate, which has intensified competition for workers. So according to Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, today we are building on investments that we've been making in associates in their wages and skills development. According to Walmart CEO, it's our people who make the difference, and we appreciate how they work hard to make every day easier for busy families. McMillon said Trump's corporate tax cut gives us the opportunity to be more competitive globally and to accelerate plans for the U.S. Walmart's announcement, they say, follows a series of similar moves by major corporations that also credited the tax cut with bolstering their business. They say AT&T and Comcast dished out one-time bonuses of $1,000 to non-management workers. Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bank Corp also boosted base hourly pay to $15 an hour. So, economists have argued that one-time bonuses, while significant for workers living paycheck to paycheck, are not as meaningful as permanent wage increases. Critics of tax reform have said companies are dishing out bonuses for the sake of good publicity and to curry favor with the White House. Here's the thing. All right, if we look at this, okay, I mean, if we look at what's now happening with Walmart, they are getting some major advertising kudos. They're getting some major advertising bucks right here. Not so much my show, but throughout all over, which is money in the bank. And fine. I mean, I would rather do it this way, where, fine, Walmart gives a bunch of their employees or all their employees $1,000, right? Boost their wages, and we give them some free advertising. Absolutely fine by me. All right, as long as you guys are making money, I don't care. It's, you know, they say Walmart would have had to go to at least $11 in many markets anyway in order to retain reliable employees. Paraphrased by University of Michigan business professor Eric Gordon, they say the tax cut made it easier for the company to swallow. But Gordon says the move indicates that the corporate tax cuts touted trickle-down effects that were met with skepticism by critics may be happening. Now, the Walmart effect, which is a book by Charles Fishman, said the move shows that the retailer is betting on solid economic growth for the next 2 to 3 years. It also reflected a recognition that Walmart needed to up its game to keep its employees and get new employees. They've started to change the way they treat employees because they can't take them for granted anymore. So their wage increase to $11 an hour is going to take effect in February. The company said the one-time bonuses would cost the company $400 million and would be based on length of service. Employees who have worked for at least 20 years will get the full $1,000, but most will get up to a few hundred dollars. The company is also boasting its paid maternity leave policy for full-time hourly workers, 10 weeks of maternity. Previously, birthing mothers got 6 to 8 weeks at half pay. Walmart is also increasing its paid leave policy for new fathers and non-birthing mothers to 6 weeks at full pay for full-time hourly workers. Previously, the company did not have leave for new fathers or mothers. And, you know, like I said, Walmart is smart. these laws are going to come around the bend eventually. Okay, there's going to be the requirements that companies pay fathers, and I think that's appropriate, that companies, you know, offer a decent amount of sick leave. So if they're going to do it anyway, they might as well beat everybody to the punch. You know, that's just, you know, the nature of the beast. So Walmart said it would also offer financial help to help hourly and salaried employees who are seeking to adopt children. They say the minimum wage increase comes after a year. They hike their pay to $10. 12 states already have minimum wages of at least $10 an hour. And Walmart seems to be on a roll. Apparently Walmart has been doing better than other retailers who are struggling to keep up with Amazon. And people still like to walk into a Walmart. So we're, you know, it's still one of the busiest retail stores, especially for foot traffic. So good for them. You know, Walmart's a big enough company where they could, looks like, afford the extra pay and leave. You know, giving somebody 6 weeks, if I read that right, 6 weeks of sick leave, it's a lot of days in a year. 6 weeks of sick leave, not to you and I who may get sick. 6 weeks may not cut it. But for a company that has to pay for somebody to cover that person for 6 weeks, you know, and you don't really get to choose when somebody takes their sick leave, that's a lot of money. Small businesses, they have a tough time when it comes to, you know, paying full-time leave, paying, you know, full leave when you only have money for X amount of employees. But this corporate tax cut that's in the new tax plan that got passed, hallelujah, praise the Lord, is going to give corporations more wiggle room with the money. And in order for this type of policy and these types of legislative moves to continue in the future, I really urge these companies to be very transparent with what they are going to do with that extra money. Because if we're going to have regulations later saying, all right, you have to pay paternity leave, you have to pay for more sick leave, you have to give employees more money, the average company is going to then restrict employment. But if this tax break that the Trump administration has given big corporations allows them to have the extra funds to do this, if they could take that extra 14% they saved and use it for all these extra benefits for employees, maybe, you know, HSAs, maybe retirement benefits, vocalize it. Get that out there. And maybe that's what we need to do. We start cutting the tax rate, and instead that money goes into all these extras for employees. Now, we're not allowed to mandate what companies could do with their tax, with, you know, their profits, but we can encourage them with tax incentives to do more. I hate the idea of penalizing a company and the penalties that the ACA was writhing with, but if you tell a company, look, for every, full-time employee you provide health care for, or every full-time job you provide, or for every HSA $1,000 benchmark, or for every IRA or 403B, you know, fund you establish, you're going to get this amount off your taxes. It helps pay for itself. Companies don't feel the pinch. And, you know, everybody wins. That's the way to do it. 1-877-DOC-LA.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.